Hi folks, this is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus, and I want to welcome you to our Friday DriveCast edition. And Fridays are the days of the week that we venture off the weekly teaching topic, going where the Lord takes us. And so let's get started. I've been reading through the Gospel of Luke for the last couple of weeks and encountered a familiar story of Jesus visiting Mary and Martha's house in Bethany. And you can read about this account in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. But Luke tells us how the sisters reacted to Jesus' visit. You know, the Bible says Mary sat at Jesus' feet and listened to his teaching, but Martha was distracted with much serving. Now, before we go further, this story speaks for itself. I mean, it's super easy to envision the scene in this little house. Jesus is sitting there and he's into his teaching while Martha's distracted with details, and she's probably thinking to herself, does everybody have everything they need? Do drinks need refresh? Is the room too cold? Is it too warm? Are there enough cushions to recline on? Details are just firing off in her brain. And to top it all off, she's probably thinking, why is my sister Mary sitting there with others listening to Jesus while there's tasks left undone? So Martha goes up to Jesus. And this is interesting, not to Mary, which I thought was really strange. But she says to Jesus, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. But Jesus answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but few or one thing is necessary. And Mary has chosen the good portion, or that good thing, which will not be taken away from her. End of story. So which of the two sisters do you identify the most with? Are you a Martha, distracted by the never-ending list of to-dos? You know, to me, the most telling line in the story is this, that Martha was distracted by much serving. And Jesus' response about her being anxious and troubled about many things. Now it goes without saying, we all have full plates. But when is too much too much? And Jesus contrasts Martha's much and many, which led to distraction, with Mary's few or one thing. Mary sat and listened to Jesus, while Martha was distracted from what should have taken priority. And then in this one instance, less is truly more, as it is in most of Luke's gospel, as he constantly gives examples of the upside-down kingdom and the lesser over the greater. And this story just happens to be another example of where one thing is better than the many. So as we close out today's DriveCast, obviously we need to ask Jesus to help us with too many distractions and with prioritizing our responsibilities, and to help us refocus efforts to just sit and listen to him. So let's pray together, a short prayer to do something like that. And if you want to pray with me, just pray something like this. Jesus, this story really hits home with me, and I want to thank you for having patience with me. And I know if I were to ask you, you'd tell me kindly, yes, you're wired like Martha. So help me to get back, Lord, in balance. I want to find time to sit with you, Jesus, to read and listen to your word. And if I do so, take the time to sit with you, I know somehow I'll discover that I have more time to accomplish the other things in my day that need done. Amen. So as usual, I want to thank you for tuning in today, and I hope your weekend isn't too stressful and that you get time to relax a little. And then find time to worship with us at one of our four locations this coming Sunday. And remember, as always, tune in Monday for another edition of our LifePoint DriveCast. This is Pastor Jeff saying so long.